Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to Organic Nation Listening Club with hosts Hummingbird and David Arnett Cherry. Let's do this thing. Thank you.
Wow, I love that song. Good morning, Organic Nation Listening Club. It is a beautiful day in the neighborhood. It's wonderful. Good morning, David Arnett Cherry. How are you?
Fine and dandy. Beautiful morning. Yeah, it is.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
We
in different climates.
Oh, yeah.
Huh?
Yeah,
know.
I bet. Because it's beautiful here. It's going to be around almost about 80 degrees today here.
Yeah,
and,
yeah, it's really kind
huh?
of, yeah, it's kind of like cloudy, but I took a walk early this morning with my wood flute, my Indian spirit flute on the riverfront because
right.
I'm off the riverfront, and it was so beautiful to see the water running, but it is very cool here, as we say.
And, yeah, very cold. Yeah. Well,
yeah,
it's awesome.
Not cold,
it's
cool. And winter.
That's what you
coming.
Say. I say cool. Because
yeah, yeah.
if it's anything over 60 degrees to me, I'm a Texan, it's cold. It's cold.
Yeah,
you know, I'm. You know, they say here in Texas, if you don't like the weather, just wait, it'll change. And it does that. It was. I think it was like 39 degrees yesterday morning.
Yeah.
This morning.
Yeah.
We're waking up to sunshine and blue skies, mm-hmm. and it is supposed to be an awesome, awesome weekend. So it is a get out and enjoy yourself with your kids or family or loved one weekend. So how has everything been going? I heard you went on a little hiatus for Thanksgiving, a little excursion in the woods where it's beautiful and cold still.
Yeah, yeah. You know, it's interesting because with the song you played, that Michael Jackson song with the cat's name, I have to remember his name. What was the cat's name?
Bob Baldwin.
Did that song? Yeah, yeah.
Bob
Because that's
Baldwin.
The first time I ever heard that. But it's like
really?
I want to be where you are. And that's such a Thanksgiving kind of thing. And I would thank you for that because sometimes, you know, we get homesick or we be in another place, but I want to be where you are. And it has a lot of things. And then, you know, Michael Jackson was a jazz cat because if you can interpret that, those melodies like that, it's really beautiful, man. It's just, and the guy really played his music. But, yeah, I was at the Columbia River, you know, where the Lewis and Clark, they came through the Columbia and then where it hits the Pacific Ocean up in there. And it was so beautiful. You
know, I bet it was
cold, but very beautiful. But it was deers running around, and so it was a refreshing situation hanging out with some great artists, and so it was nice. And now to move to the next riff, that's what we do. And I know that you going down. I heard that you threw down.
Yeah, I had the normal Thanksgiving, grandma, mother Thanksgiving, the cooking everything and then overindulging. Mm-hmm. I had never eaten that much. As you know, while you're cooking, you're tasting, so you're really filling yourself mm-hmm. up. By the time the dinner's done, you should be full. But you know, I've seen the hooray of food. And I said, I'm going to dive in. If I tell you I was so miserable, I ate so much. I was like, oh my God, I'm going to bed.
So we're going to ask Hummingbird, what was the menu? What was the gourmet chef of your menu?
I had ribs, I had smoked duck, I had smoked turkey. I also made duck dressing. If anybody has ever, you know, normally they use the turkey dressing and all that, I use duck dressing. It makes it so rich and it's so good with using the fat and stuff off the duck and the juices. The duck dressing, baked macaroni and cheese, homemade, mind you, first time, banana pudding. Pineapple cake. I did make my sweet potato pie, but I said I was going to. Greens, rolls, peas, and I think that's it. There's enough, huh?
Dang, that's like a menu.
Yeah,
this is like the chef, anybody want to know some recipes or get the catering from she won't do it, but maybe you can cater and get a recipe to the caterer. But that would be like great because that's a recipe. I miss that stuff, come on, you know.
I know, and I can
that's
send
beautiful.
It. I'm telling you, I'm gonna freeze some and send it to you and see if I can send it overnight. See if it'll make it.
I hope so. You know, at least the duck dressing,
yeah.
I would love that. Now, let's change subject.
You're
on the Organic Nation Listening Club. We got Hummingbird
right.
on the line. And she chose these songs today. So we just did one tune. But the next tune is Somebody Close to You. We're going
absolutely.
Underground in the next few days.
We are.
So,
we are.
So you guys get ready. But hold on to that handle of Six Flags. Because we want to take the ride.
Everywhere else you are.
Know.
You're right.
Yeah,
we're going to get
yeah.
on a ride. And,
yeah.
and we're going to do
you
some
know.
Underground music that normally, I'm sure if you was on YouTube and you were following on YouTube, you probably could have heard it. But if you haven't, you will now. I think the first one we're going to do, is it Deleted or Wonderful Life? Which one?
It's Wonderful Life. It's Wonderful Life.
A Wonderful Life. And I just recently heard this along So right before you guys, so be prepared. I thought it was very ingenious. This is Johnny Astro. This is a dear friend of my youngest son, and he's a rapper also, and he's a part of the group, but he's not on this particular song. I think he's on the next one. But he's Wonderful Life. Just I like the arrangement, how he did it. He is a producer. He's his producer as well as a rapper. And I'm hoping he's going to be doing, we'll be able to see him on the limelight soon, big and better things, because I love how he does this. So let's get into it. When it's right, let's go underground. Let's listen to music that we normally don't hear on the radio. And that's what we're trying to do here at Organic Nation Listening Club, to open your experience to all types of music, all genres of music. And even if you don't hear them all the time, you know, like that normal rotation y'all hear on the secular radio, the radio you hear all the time when you're riding in your cars, we're going to do something different. We're going to expand outside of the realm of what they consider is great and listen to some of our great underground rappers and singers and jazz musicians and poets so that we can get everybody out and let them know. The narrow vision that they're trying to give you is falsehood. Don't take that pill. Don't take that pink pill. Let's go ahead and do this thing.
Okay. So you went. I love that. We're gonna come back and go into the pink pill and talk about that pink pill. But you listen to the Organic Nation Listening Club with Hummingbird, and we're having some fun during Thanksgiving holiday. And just peace to the people, peace in, and let's do this thing. Let's listen to some music and come back and talk about some things. Let's do it.
All right.
One day, baby, you see. that are younger, but it's money, you're in the business, tunnel vision, dreaming for the finer things, I'm on a mission, hit the broad by storm, fast speeding in the forest, so high, proper jet, double vision, niggas throwing, making money, hating niggas, blowing, but it's what you're doing, give a fuck, niggas on your ass, as long as niggas losing, learn if you stay on your hustle, keep your mind up on your business, bigger money, get a little thicker, one day, nigga, you see.
I like that song. It's really nice. And I said my son wasn't on it, but I heard him. You know, I got the mama ears. So that's A Wonderful Life. The song was produced, performed by Johnny Astro and Mercado Republic, including Mercado Slim, which is my son. And it was really nice. That was the very first time I heard that. So we're doing this together. So we're listening with our underground listening ears. That's why I said don't take the pink pill. We're going to take that yellow pill and we're going to go on an adventure.
I like that. But you know, it's an interesting thing because I like that he's Johnny Astro. And, I'm about to do a project with the Space Invaders and stuff like that.
Really?
But it's going out to like Sun Ra or like Parliament was like in space. So everything is going to space. But I like the name of it, of how, and when I look at his stuff, it's very, I mean, his website and everything is so talking about space and everything in the in the name Astro. He's blasting off into a whole other thing. And the words, I mean, I think. Go ahead.
Go ahead. I can hear you.
No, I'm just saying, you know, it's interesting with dialogue today, especially in rap music, is changed that we have. We talked about that last week, how things have changed so much to back and forth. So you have to allow this new language that's coming through and stuff like that that's expressive. So we have to deal with that expressivism.
We might want to learn it,
that's
too.
That's the expression. Huh? What you say?
What we might want to do. We might want to learn it, too. You know,
There you go. Go. You talk about that. Talk about that.
Yeah, you know, we out of sorts with that. I'm around my grandkids, so I get the lingo, so I catch on with it, and they teach me certain things because, you know, they always try to keep their grandma. You know, they call me hip hop grandma, so they try to keep their hip hop grandma on top of things. So I'm trying to stay up with the lingo. And the younger generation lingo is different than the generation that you were listening to on the rap. Their lingo is even changing. So it's just staying in the flow of things with your kids. Be in communications with your children. Talk with them. It's amazing of how smart and ingenious those little kids come up with some things. So it's some awesome things to listen to Johnny Astro, to know him and to have been around him, and not know how talented he was. Now, you know, of course, I'm going to think my baby's talented, and of course I think his friends are talented that's around him, but to really actually hear it, and I love It's a Wonderful Life. And when I heard that song, because I listened to a lot of songs before I sent it to you and said, hey, let's throw this on, let them hear this, because I think it's really a nice tune. You know, this and the other one, Deleted, was just something that caught me, and I'm one of those people that once I hear it, if it catches me and make me bounce or make me stop and listen, it's worth playing. hopefully. Hopefully everybody else thinks that too, because that really was a nice song. So,
No, because I remember growing up.
Okay.
With my aunt Barbara.
Mm-hmm.
And we was all young kids. And she used to put us in this pink Mustang that she had, 65, 66.
Okay.
And listen to a station in L.A. was KGFJ. And she used to play all the hip music from that time. So can you imagine in this time of the music we was listening to, it was pretty provocative. It was pretty interesting. We didn't know what it all meant because we were so young. But we were just rolling to some good music and stuff and trusted who had it going. You know, the language changed. It always changed, you know, with the generation. And I respect that. We just have to be open to it. And that's what we are about on the Organic Nation Listening Club. But a Hummingbird brought some new tunes on us that we need to check out.
Yeah, please really do. YouTube, Johnny Astro, you know. Go online. You know, hit him up. It sounds really great. That's just one of the marvelous songs that we're going to be talking out to our wonderful listeners here in the next coming weekend. Hopefully we'll be able to bring more underground. I want to get more music that is not on the mainstream that we hear all the time, as well as the music is great and the artists are great, some of them. I'm not going to say all of them. But I want the ones that have not gotten noticed that, either for one reason or another, they haven't, that are just as capable of making great music as the ones that's already being noticed. Even some of them are even better. So
I want to get
that out there. Yeah, I want them to hear when they say organic or when they think of Organic Nation Listening Club, they say, man, there's no telling what you're going to hear on that radio. Let's turn it on. So that's what I want to get out to the people. It's going to be a ride. A roller coaster ride into all types of genres and music and enjoyment and pleasure and conversation. We're going to do it all.
Interesting since that we are now can rebroadcast at the oneessence.com radio station. So on Mondays, we at 2:00 on Pacific time that we rebroadcast some shows, but then Wednesday nights we're going to be on the One Essence .com radio show that we're going to deal with the music part. So then we will play more of the underground music, and it's going to be, this is more of our talk show that we talking issues, which Hummingbird is going to come with at least a couple of issues in the next few seconds. But I just wanted to put that shout out that on Wednesdays, we will be playing a lot of underground music, just the music. And I may do a little commentary and Hummingbird may show up, but we really going to concentrate bringing all this from Saturday to Wednesdays just to play the music so we can share that, and that's one of our dreams that we want to do, and everything.
Yeah.
So, but what is what's going on?
Well, so much going on. This is so crazy. How many? Wait a minute now. Everybody, and I don't want to say their mama, but everybody and their daddy has been charged. Remember, I brought this up last week. I think about the sexual harassment things and all of these people that are getting fired now. We're doing all these inappropriate things 10, 15, 20 years ago. And I'm like thrown now. Well, okay, well, praise the Lord. Now I'm seeing that it's not just Bill Cosby that's getting jacked up. But it is amazing of how we, as people, can see the journalists, the producer or director that did all this. But we can't. We can't charge. We don't charge up our leader, our finest leader. We had him. They had him on tape. I don't understand. I don't get it. 20, 30 years ago, these guys did these certain things, and they kept it under wraps. And it's terrible that they did that, because a lot of them are saying that they did it and that they're sorry. Well, now that you caught you sorry. But what about the ones that we know that did is not saying sorry and not being persecuted for it. And what makes them different than the ones that are? Are they to the point that they are so high or so important that they are untouchable? And is there such thing as somebody being untouchable? If you're wrong, do you not be held accountable as because you who you are, that you can't be touched,
mm-hmm.
but
that's
you just being a mere man, David Arnett Cherry, would have already been under the jailhouse. And I'm not talking about the color of your skin right now. That brings on a whole nother element. I'm just talking about your status. Is it become more of a statusism now? Is it, you know, is it so separated that the rich or the richer? Well, that's not true, because a lot of these people that are now being losing their jobs, losing their endorsements, losing all of the things, all of their livelihoods, are rich people. Now, I don't know if they're going to hurt if they're living above their means, then yeah, maybe, you know. Yeah, but a lot of these people now are in their, 70s, 60s, and they've already pulled in a significant amount of money that they can probably sit on. So you're just taking away their, not livelihood, but just what they were doing to pass the time. You let me tell it. So we'll see.
Yeah.
I'm just
trying
to.
Yeah, I mean,
I'm
I think it's
wondering.
Like what you said last. Oh, excuse me. I'm sorry.
Go ahead. No, go ahead.
But I think like what you said last week is like it's a reverse thing. Like this is what is wrong is what is right. It's changed around that we accept this thing, and people with the trickle down with the government and everything, it becomes like, oh, who's accountable if you got money? And I just watched this one movie, but I'm not going to talk about the movie, but it was talking about this guy that was in jail and basically – while he was in jail, he could, and this was like early 1900s, that he could like live comfortably. And that's the way it is, that even if you go to jail and you did all this and got this money, that you're going to live comfortably until you get, they're going to let you out.
Yeah.
But a person who don't have the money, they're going to put them under the jail, like you said.
Yeah. I guess be under the jail.
They come out hard labor chain gang.
Yeah, come out a whole new person because of how they had to change themselves to survive in a situation that they were thrust in.
Yeah.
Now, I understand that, but I had a friend that came out of the penal system, and I said, oh, well, he's going to live comfortable. He said, how are you going to live comfortable in a locked-up place? I don't care if they give you everything. It's not comfortable. Anytime somebody can tell you where you can and cannot go, or what you can and cannot eat, get up, sit down, go in here, stop doing that, you can't do this, and there's no free women in there. Because even a
but
girl
yeah,
will
but
call
then you
you
took
another
talking
show.
About, yeah, I mean, that's a good question, but then the gangsters and stuff that have money in there, they get all that stuff. You know, I mean, maybe I'm a movie buff, but you see it that you know, Bugsy or anybody like Charlie Luciano, they just like live plush. They live plush in there, even though they was under bars and stuff. But they can get anything they wanted in there.
Well, you can
like
get
that.
Anything
because
you know,
of the money thing.
You got the
you
money.
Know?
You got the money. You can get anything you want, whether you're a mobster or just a bowler, a gangbanger, a slinger. I mean, a slinger. You can if you got the money, you're gonna be able to get what you want. To an extent, extent. But what I, and he still said, and I said, you know, if you had your money, so he said, it doesn't matter. You still locked up. I said, I guess so, huh?
Yeah,
he
I
said,
mean,
I
that's
can't
the
get
thing
up and say,
that you are.
He said, I can't get up and just say, hey, look, I'm going to California because I want to. I can't do that.
Yeah,
I can't leave.
That's the truth.
And
that's
I understood
truth,
that
so.
Because I was saying that. I said, if you had your money, you'd be. He said, what that got to do with it? I mean, and then he said, it's not free. I'm not free. That's it's a chain on me. And it's an invisible chain. But it's on me. Can't get up and just decide to go because I got a lot of money and can buy more Roman noodles than everybody. I say, wow. And he said, that didn't mean nothing to me.
Oh, it comes down to Roman noodles?
Oh, man. That's what they started for. Boy, don't you laugh. Don't you laugh, boy. That's me.
No, I'm not laughing, but that's funny. That was a funny one. You know, like, I can buy more Roman noodles. So
Roman
that's like clout or cigarettes
that
or
is.
Something.
Cigarettes.
Being able to have
commissary, you know, and not have to eat that food. So, you know, and he said, that was all right. He said, no, you're not free. He said, see, your mind is captured, even though you have all these things, and yet you're more comfortable than the man that don't have anything. Nobody's sending him anything, no money. You're more comfortable than him. But I'm still not free. I say, wow.
Yeah.
That'll bring us up to that song that we're going to be singing, that you're going to be listening to called Deleted. That's pretty good. But you got to think about how when you're going into that type of situation and you're living that type of life, we think it's balling because, ooh, man, you got some money in there. You can buy what you want and stuff like that. He said, I can't buy a key to go to the front door. I said, okay. I can't leave.
Yeah, well, you know me, you know, 1 minute in jail or anything or in prison is like terrible anyway. I don't care how much money you have, you know, just.
That's right.
So I believe in that. It's like I when I went to jail at one time for just like a jaywalking ticket. And there was one young cat came in.
And one cat came in,
like he's like a young dude, 20-something years old, and he came into the room and he said, oh, I only got 3 years, but he did something. I don't know what he got, but he was like, yeah, I got 3 years, right? And I'm saying, well, just 2 days in here, what are you laughing about? But then, you know, he's going to go to the cell and cry, you know, when he gets there. But, you know, I'm saying he was excited. Oh, and everybody was congratulating. Oh, man, you got 2 years. Yeah, okay. You know, and I didn't understand that philosophy in the head, you know, because it's like I'm sitting there overnight and it's like, well, 3 years?
I know, right? I know. I understand what you said when you said, but see, it might have been 20 years. That they was gonna get.
So that's the negotiation.
So 3 years,
I mean, I'm not laughing, but that's true.
He'll probably do only maybe a half, a little bit, 3/4 of those 3 years. He won't do the full 3 years.
So after doing something stupid, or maybe not stupid, but doing something that he was really guilty of, but he shouldn't have did it, but he was desperate enough to do it, so. He felt like he got over because I mean, I don't know, man, because he sounded like he was guilty. He was guilty, but I just got three years. So he really was talking that he was guilty, but he got 3 years instead of the maximum.
If he was guilty or not, the fact that they were trying to give him 20 and the judge or whoever, or the jury decided to give him 3 because that may have not, you know, I've been on a jury. You know, I love doing jury duty. Most people run from jury duty. I love jury duty. There has to be a mind in that place because I've always wanted to know what makes these people give these people the time and stuff. I never wanted to be on a death penalty anything like that. But I was in a place where this wasn't a Caucasian man that was a drug addict, and he had a lot of on him. It was just, it's amazing. We're going to have to come back and talk to this because I want to hear that other song.
Yeah, we're
going to
talk more
because
this is good. This is good stuff here. But I want to get like, you know, the cats of the cats coming in. Who is this that we're about to play? Deleted. Who is that?
Deleted. This is Mercado Republic. That's another spinoff from Johnny Astro. So you'll have Mercado Slim. Super,
but you're close to Mercado Slim, right?
Mercado Slim is my son. Yes.
Okay. We're about to get down with this.
Yes. And Johnny Astrodome is just like my children, too, because they've always been here. So, yeah, let's go ahead and hear Deleted. I'm ready to hear that.
Okay. I mean, so you're on the Organic Nation Listen Club. We got Hummingbird, and we don't want to cut this short. I think our time is we need to extend our time now because we're getting into some very good stuff. But we will come back and come back. Let's do this thing. Thank you, Hummingbird. And let's just listen to it. I want to hear this soon.
Come back next week. We got more for you.
But we're going to rebroadcast this on Monday on the OneEssence .com on Monday. This show will be on there. Okay, so we'll talk soon. Peace in.
All righty.
Here we go. Let's do this thing.
Never mind a nigga, punk. Acting like you knew it right, his parts. Just a star, should've known it from the start. Well, homie, y'all
fucking earth. Where you find what life's really worth? When you fall, it's really pain, it really hurt. When nothing really worth. Fuck it, wait until the tables turn. I'ma be the one that got him all concerned. Life, he seen it, he dreamed it, believed it. Now everything that they believe in, he gone. Who could have known that the one they all slept on would have been the one that's really young? Really, nigga, who knows?
You're listening to Organic Nation Listening Club with hosts